Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 459 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Before we get on to Wesley's question, I do want to recommend that you actually head on over to emailthesmartway.com. This is my brand new lead magnet that I created to help you figure out what kinds of content to put in your broadcasts and in your autoresponder emails. It's essentially a playbook, and you can just handpick the plays that you want for the different emails. They each come with a different purpose and different reason and why they work, and different calls to actions for each of them that you can use to help maximize your efforts with your email marketing. So if you want to check it out, it's completely free. All you have to do is sign up at emailthesmartway.com. Go ahead and check it out. Thanks so much. Now here's today's question from Wesley.
Hey, Pat, this is Wes Windsor. I'm an attorney in St. George, Utah. I'm a longtime listener. This is my first time speaking in. I have built and maintained a website, and my question is this. What do I do with trackbacks and pingbacks? What are those requests? Should I approve them? Should I delete them? I just don't have any idea. If you could shed some light on that, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks again. I will leave you with a reference that I know you will appreciate. I have to make like a tree and get out of here. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Wesley. Thank you so much for the question, and an even bigger thank you for the Back to the Future reference. As many of you know, at the post at the time of this post going live, or this episode going live, it is October 23rd. 2 days ago was October 21st, which was the big day for all Back to the Future fans. If you don't know what that means, don't worry. But a lot of you know I am a huge fan. So anyway, thank you so much for that. Now let's get to trackbacks and pingbacks. For all intents and purposes, let's just consider them both the same thing. There are some minor differences between them, but basically they were put into WordPress to increase the interactions between different blogs. It's a way for you to understand who else out there is actually talking about you and actually linking back to something that you've created. And you know, for a while it was working out really well until spam happened, and then it just got ridiculously crazy, and it can get very ugly. There is an ungodly amount of spam when it comes to both trackbacks and pingbacks. People who are looking to push their own stuff out there, like blog comments, do this specifically just to get links back to their own website, and just a lot of different things happen when it comes to giving people access to doing things that could potentially help them with their SEO. And so as a result, comments and things like trackbacks and pingbacks don't matter for SEO because Google doesn't let it, because it can be gamed, and it still exists because the spammers don't know any better. If you are getting pingbacks and trackbacks, which is something that I believe WordPress, when you first start it, has, in terms of the default setting, enabled for you, before you make a decision to turn it off, just look at the ones that are coming in and see if there are any legit ones. I mean, when was the last time your blog was sent a legitimate backtrack or backlink, or trackback or pingback? They're more annoying than anything, and they don't even add that much value, so I wouldn't even enable them. Just turn them off and keep focusing on the engagement on your website and building relationships in a way that's beyond just an automated fashion like trackbacks and pingbacks, but actually reaching out, building relationships on social media, meeting people in person and that sort of thing. You know, turn them off, disable them in the settings area of your WordPress backend, and you don't have to worry about them anymore. So that's it. Super short episode today. It's Friday, and I want you guys to enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much. I also want to thank Wesley specifically, obviously, for your question, and also let you know that you're going to get an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. You see that? Just 4 minutes and you already have a t-shirt. That's awesome. And anybody else out there who has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank Braintree. So Braintree is sponsoring this episode. I want to thank them for that. Braintree gives you a full stack payment solution, support for all payment types your customers might want. Start accepting Android Pay, Apple Pay, PayPal, Bitcoin, Venmo, cards, and whatever's next, all with a single integration across all platforms with superior fraud protection, customer service, and fast payouts. To check it out yourself, visit BraintreePayments.com/Pat. Again, that's BraintreePayments.com/Pat. Thank you so much. And to finish off this episode and the week, here's a quote from Charlene Lee. She said, "We're all learning here. The best listeners will end up the smartest." Thanks, guys. Take care, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks so much. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.